This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us this morning on the Trocare College Live Line, CBS senior travel editor Pete Greenberg. We're talking about the new online passport renewal program, which, you know, Peter, I think for a lot of people was maybe a long time coming. This whole idea of renewing your passport has always been just stressful for a lot of people.
Not only stressful, but time-consuming and with a lot of delays. We'll remember the summers of 21, 22, and 23 when people who were attempting to renew their passports had to wait, in some cases, up to 4 months to get them, which sort of defeated the entire purpose of your option of being able to travel. The State Department tried a pilot program last year to move some of this online. It seemed to have worked, and now, effective this week, they've rolled it out across the board so that you can renew your passport, even a passport that's expired within the last 5 years. You can renew it online easily. The same fees apply. And the State Department is claiming you'll get it back within 7 to 8 weeks, which actually is an improvement.
What about new passports?
Not yet. They're still not set up for that yet. That's going to come down the road. They're still going to test to see how well this works. But keep in mind, the United States Passport Agency processed 24 million passports last year. 40% of them were renewals. So if this works, they'll be able to roll it out to everybody.
Now, is anybody just going to be able to do this online without going in anywhere, or are there certain restrictions?
Well, you've got to be based in the United States, number one, and you've had to have a passport already and one that hasn't expired after 5 years. So as long as you're within that window, you can do it.
But even that, you know, 5-year expiration window, that's a lot of time. So this should help a lot of people.
It will. But keep in mind, you're not going to get the passport faster. What it does do is it doesn't require you necessarily to pay additional money for other passport expediting services or private services to do it. If they can do it within 7 to 8 weeks, that's a good thing. Bottom line is this is the time to do it simply because it's the fall. Not everybody's traveling right now. If you wait to do it until, you know, January, February, March of next year, that's 7 to 8 week time to wait. Maybe extend it.
So just because it's online doesn't mean it's necessarily any faster.
No, but here's the nice part. You can take your own ugly passport picture yourself now with your cell phone. You don't have to go to the CVS or the Staples store and pay more money for it. And that's a good thing.
Oh, that's definitely a big improvement there. Is this really all because of COVID and that huge backup that we saw for these passports?
Well, it's always been a problem, but COVID, of course, compounded it because so many of the passport agencies were closed and you couldn't physically process a passport from home if you were working from home. Talk about the staffers themselves. They've always had a staffing issue. This will hopefully help that out.
Has there been anybody speaking out about this? I'm thinking, you know, primarily of, you know, local county clerks are always asking you to do everything in the local office because they get a cut of it in the local office. And maybe this takes away from some of that, or is that not a concern here?
Not really an issue here. This is not an incentive program to commission anybody. It's just about the process itself.
All right. Hey, Peter, thanks so much. Appreciate it this morning.
You got it, guys.
All right. That's Peter Greenberg. He's the travel editor, senior travel editor for CBS News.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans, coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town, a dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.